Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
In case you're missed Doc yet, I should say, who just phoned the program. Great conversation with Doc. TNTRadioEmpire.com. You can download a podcast because somebody said that they were in a car, had to get out of the car real quick. But they love Doc Ed, and he was informative, and he is a doctor. So check it out, TNTRadioEmpire.com. We got a lot of non-doctors checking in this week. That'd be Larry the Cable Guy, Augie Smith, and Lewis Black, right?
And Hippie Man.
And Hippie Man.
And maybe possibly Josh Wolf tomorrow as well.
Josh Wolf, I'm following him on Twitter.
Yeah, most of our road doc comedian friends are kind of going nutty.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
I see.
Than they were.
Yeah. Augie is asking you to join him every night at 9 p.m. Pacific time. For push-ups. He does Facebook Live, and he invites everyone to participate in a little session of push-ups.
Yeah, well, I'm asleep at that point.
That's too late for us.
Yeah. I was a little disappointed in Hippie Man because he announced yesterday on Facebook, that's John Novosad, that he had done some laundry and he was folding it. And I said, you should have saved that for the air.
Yeah.
That is good radio, the folding of the laundry.
Very compelling.
Yeah, so he's going to try to get some more dirty laundry and... fold some for us on Thursday. I think he's joining us.
I'm not going to lie. Well, I was pretty excited when I had laundry to do yesterday afternoon.
There you go.
Well, there's something to kill some time.
A chore.
And that group of guys we're talking about, they haven't put on pants in probably months, a couple months. Maybe.
Why would you?
Yeah.
Don't have to.
I got jeans on.
I don't know.
I wear jeans Monday through Friday on the show, and otherwise... I don't wear any jeans.
Lewis seems like the type of guy who might just put on slacks and up sitting around his apartment.
He might have slacks.
He might.
We'll have to ask him that.
At least jeans, maybe.
Yeah.
Ashley Keegan at AskMen.com.
AskMen?
Ask.
Okay.
Says that there is a Finnish tradition, and the word, I can't pronounce it, that is loosely translated to pants drunk. It is the act of drinking at home, alone, in your underwear. And Ashley says that Pants Drunk is having a major moment right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have something going over the underwear.
Yeah, I don't generally just sit around the house in nothing but underwear.
Yeah,
You're not alone.
A lot of kids.
This is the act of drinking at home alone in your underwear. Pants Drunk means you're drinking at home without any intention of going out, and you just get rid of the pants.
Well, if I was single in an apartment by myself during the pandemic, I'd be pants drunk for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you would need a pandemic for that.
No, you're right. I drank with my pants off when I lived by myself.
That'd be Thursday. Right.
Oh, it's all one word, pants drunk.
Pants drunk.
Yeah.
With a little umlaut above it. Apparently there's a book, Pants Drunk, The Path to Finnish Zen.
Craig did a story just a little earlier, probably before Doc Yet, about... they're worried about when everybody comes back to work, everybody's just being an alcoholic or a drug addict, and more than they already are.
Right.
And that's sad, but really funny. Oh, I can't drink? No, you're at work now. Oh, that's right. Sorry. Just guys walking in. White-collar guys that have Manhattans all day at their home office just walk in. It's like Mad Men again. They got
11 o'clock. Bud Lights aren't okay anymore.
You got some whiskey. Oh, dude, you're not at home now. Oh, that's right.
Let's solve this over lunch.
You think there are people picking up new vices?
Well, I tried to pick up a weed vice, but it was thrown away.
I think it'd be difficult to,
You have to get a dealer to show up.
Start like a heroin habit now because, I couldn't go out and network. I mean, I have this, but I'm not going to look for a heroin on the air. They would probably frown upon that.
They would probably, yeah.
No.
But you couldn't get out in social circles and mingle and say, hey, I think I'd like to start doing heroin.
And your wife would throw it out.
So I think you'd stick with the old vices.
Or get back into ones that perhaps you let slide.
That's more like it.
I mean, there may be an increase in drinking because that's readily available.
Somebody laid out a line of blow for you sometime during this period.
I don't know. Is that what you really want?
No, it isn't.
No.
But
unless you got stuff to
more
do with
energy.
The house.
Yeah.
And just like general slothiness. I mean, like 3 party-sized bags of chips every day. That could be a vice.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what? How many times you find yourself already sitting around going, am I hungry or am I bored?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep that in check.
It's tough.
I'm doing both. I'm keeping it in check, and I'm also, especially, I'm not letting myself, I'm not denying myself as much on a weekend, especially. Big slice of big full pizza, whatever, you know.
Normally, I'd have a slice. This time, I'm having the whole pizza.
Well, more than one slice usually, but you're right.
Well, when everything feels like the apocalypse, like
right.
Why not?
Right, right.
The NBA and ESPN are working on putting together a televised horse competition. They want to include several high-profile players using home gyms to compete shot for shot.
Oh, away from each other. I got it. All right.
Specific details still being smoothed out.
I'm telling you, man. Sports TV, just turn it off.
I watched a little bit of that NASCAR yesterday.
God, no.
How was that?
Well, it's just a video game, and the part I tuned in...
Sounds horrible.
Jeff Gordon is talking to Jimmy Johnson, and it appears Jimmy Johnson's at like some kind of arcade machine.
Right.
I thought they were all at home just playing with joysticks or whatever, but is that the case? Are they behind some kind of arcade car?
I don't know. That'd be cool.
Yeah, because and then while that conversation...
Not all of them. Well, some of them.
Yeah, while that conversation was going on, you would just see the point of view of what it looked like through Jimmy Johnson's windshield. And then eventually they cut back to you watch a whole field. And it's just like watching a video game because that's what you're doing. You're watching a video game.
Yeah. I would have needed a weed for that.
But, you know, the NASCAR drivers who are good at video games are kicking ass this season. Because
yeah.
The guy that was winning, I hadn't heard of. But evidently he's a good video game player.
Hill?
No. And you have to throw a few names at me.
Yeah, that's just the one that won last week.
Let's not do that.
That is so good at that, and a journeyman NASCAR driver. InStyle.com
says...
Yeah,
I think they're all drivers, or were at one time. Like, right. Earnhardt Jr. was in, but you know he wasn't faring very well.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have a lot of practice.
No.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
InStyle.com says that vivid dreaming is common during this pandemic, and there's a good reason for it.
I dreamt about that. Woke up this morning. My dream was about the damn virus.
Yep.
In my dream, I was dreaming about cleaning my hands. And I almost dropped the S-bomb there. I woke up like, oh, now, you're right, 3 weeks in the house. I'm starting to dream about that.
Yeah, Robert Bosnack.
That's all of our lives right now.
Robert Bosnack, a psychoanalyst and past president of the International Association for the Study of Dreams, tells InStyle magazine that all this remembered dreaming has to do with strong activation of the brain system or the area of the brain governing dread and rage.
There you go. Oh, in the morning. That's a good show, man.
He says it's impossible.
Rage, man.
He said it's impossible to know whether people are actually dreaming more vividly or if they're dreaming just as much but sleeping more lightly, which can result in remembering dreams more than usual.
That's what happens to me. Like if I wake up right after, you know, the REM stage, I'll recall my dreams.
That happened to me this
Otherwise,
morning.
They get suppressed.
Yeah.
Experts say that dreaming is a powerful way that we process intense experiences. Nightmares are a common symptom of trauma, and according to a Nature and Science of Sleep report.
Like last week, I wasn't sleeping very well. I would wake up a lot in the middle of the night, and this week has been a little bit better.
Yeah.
The past few days have been a little bit better.
It's random.
Maybe we're trying to keep our lid on our anxieties and contain ourselves during the day, and so at night, dreaming is the way we start processing how we are making sense of these things.
Yeah, I've just been drinking a lot and passing out, not really remembering, you know,
That is helping.
Wake up.
With you. I like.
They tell you you don't sleep as well, but damn it, it gets you to sleep.
Yeah, it does.
And I sleep longer when I'm drinking than when I'm not drinking.
There's studies of dreams that people have during times of stress, whether financial or maybe even war kinds of stress. Apparently, there's already coronavirus era dream patterns. People associate hugging with menace or danger, and food has come up a lot too in dreams, which makes sense because people are hoarding it or worried about not having enough.
How about toilet paper?
Some dream about being out in the world and talking to people with a sad sense that's not really allowed in real life. There's dreams about loved ones who are far away, anxiety dreams about crowds and people standing too close to each other, and usual dream stuff as well.
God, but there are, it's crazy though, because we follow Omaha Scanner, which is a Twitter site that just reports them with the cops be called. And it's a great site. And they retweeted some of the stuff I put up there for them. But they, there's still people that might even be listening to us that are going places and all hanging out together. Like it's no big deal. And I don't know what they're thinking. I don't even want to know what they're thinking, but I'm at least it's not the people I'm hanging out with in my personal life. But I'm thinking that's just, are they even, I mean, you have no sense of guilt whatsoever. I mean, that's the weird part.
They think everyone else is just wrong.
I know, but we know that's not true. We had Dr. They don't Ed know Dominguez. That. I know they don't. Yeah. That doesn't excuse them, though.
Well, that's what you got to deal with. You have to convince them that they are wrong.
They're not.
Well, and you aren't going to.
No, I'm not.
That's a difficult task.
Oh, I'm not. But I mean, Dr. Ed Dominguez.
But you got to hope that somebody may be close to them.
I think so.
I have seen some people who have actually admitted, you know, I thought this was really not that big a deal, and it turns out it is kind of a big deal. Right. So mindsets are changing, and maybe they can get to their dumb friends and change their mind, too. It's all I can hope for.
Yeah, but the dumb friends hang out with dumb friends.
I know.
I'm familiar with a group of guys like that.
Yeah, sometimes they throw fun parties.
Right, yeah, right.
So the doctor says that people should realize that there's dread happening that is moving directly to the body. And it is felt as fatigue and sadness and grieving. The most dangerous thing is that it provokes rage and anger. So if you're sheltering in place with other people, be sure you keep that in check.
Especially when your teenage daughter looks at you, right, Nick?
Yep.
What? What?
Her new thing is, too, you'll say something and she'll go, when? And you go, what? And she's like, when did I ask you about that? I'm like, oh, good God. Like, this is going to go on for months. Full of rage and dread.
Oh, it sucks.
I know when you should have asked.
Right.
I wonder if there's people that are just like completely oblivious. Some dumbass that pays no attention to anything.
Well,
just wonders why the people are standing far apart from each other in the line of the store.
They don't. Because you know, I know I love when people just even before the pandemic that are just proud to be. Don't pay attention to anything.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about kids because kids are in their own world. I'm talking about a full-grown adult is proud that he doesn't watch anything that's going on.
Yeah.
Before the pandemic.
He's still having regular dreams. That's not affecting their life at all.
Oh, to be clueless.
Yeah.
I kind of miss having my kids around, but after I hear these stories, maybe not so much. They're all doing the right thing.
Yeah.
How's Mexico? That's where Zane's at.
Mexico doesn't have nearly as many cases.
Yeah, they don't want us coming down there either. Good thing they built that wall to keep the United States out.
Yeah. But, well, they're happy it's there, though.
They're on the same curve as the rest of the world.
I know.
So it's going to get worse there, too. But they're doing the right thing. Although the last report I got is, I don't think you have a bunch of stay-in-place orders. I don't think they're putting the foot down in Mexico as much as they are here.
Yeah.
Is it soccer season?
They did shut it down. Premier League soccer club Manchester City launched an investigation into one of their players, Kyle Walker, for allegedly hosting a party with sex workers during the lockdown. He reportedly paid for two sex workers to visit him and a friend at his house. This is said to have happened just hours after he was on social media urging followers to follow the government's advice and to keep following the protocols during the pandemic. He later issued a statement apologizing for hosting the party with the sex workers.
There's a strip club in this town that was opened up Friday night.
Yeah.
And the cops showed up. And it was on Twitter. And they were not, and I put on Twitter, I said to asking for a friend, a seaman fly 6 feet. That friend was puss, by the way. I was asking for a friend.
Hey.
I thought that was funny. I'm glad you laughed, Todd. you should not be going to a strip club, or a strip club should not be open, because lap dances were happening.
Really?
Yep. That's what it said.
Non-compliance of 6 foot social distancing.
Yeah,
I never thought I'd be disgusted by the mention of a lap dance, but no.
Yeah.
No, stop it now so you can get back to lap dancing sooner.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and that the front row rail is within 6 feet. You shouldn't.
And there's a rail.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, Ned, rail's diseased to begin with.
Here it is, yeah.
But the local reports
I'm not going to say the name of the place, but violation. Officers responded to the adult entertainment venue Friday night and found customers and dancers in non-compliance. Yeah, which means they were getting all. Yeah.
But the reports that we get are the delivery of hookers is way down.
Yeah.
And there's none walking the street anymore, apparently. This is from somebody who drives all night.
There was also
affecting everybody.
There was also an outdoor market with 30 vehicles were there. Lots of people congregating and talking. And I love how they're tagging now. They're tagging this with the Corona Hall. I love that. Yeah. Hashtag Corona Hall. You're not in this by yourselves, people.
Lots of people are making sacrifices.
Yeah.
There's some side pieces out there that have gone without for a week.
Oh, yeah. I hashtagged it strip at home.
Lonely.
Strip at home. That's what I said.
The sad, sad saga of the side piece continues.
I didn't see that. The side piece is lonely, man.
The reason that place is open still is because it's a private place, not a public venue, and there's no alcohol there, so the rules don't necessarily apply.
That's right.
But they did still were violated in non-compliance.
But the reason that they're able to be open at all is those other reasons.
Right, because you have to join the club.
Dance now, if you need to gamble.
I'm 6 feet away. Dance for me 6 feet away, Craig.
All right.
And we'll test that semen.
How about five and a half?
Well, I suppose it would be okay if you just took her home then, and she stayed with you until the duration.
Yeah, if you take a stripper home and quarantine yourself with her for 14 days and then go to town,
she will hate you.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, but still, I don't think you'd be real fun to her by the end of that either.
No.
Well, it's only because she hates you,
right?
Yeah. I still think if you're going by the rules there, Todd, I still think you have to quarantine her somewhere separately for 14 days,
and then walk in,
and then have her come in the house.
You're probably right, and you can't hide her like a box of Chiba Chews,
right? Which is to say,
your wife would just throw out the stripper.
Yep,
just throw out the stripper. I threw her out. I thought
that was an old one.
That was an old stripper.
She's curled up underneath your desk.
I didn't think you'd find her there, honey.
Yeah. I'm keeping the stripper downstairs for 14 days.
If you need to gamble, it's this sort of thing to which you are relegated. Jonathan Bales is the co-founder of Fantasy Labs, which is an analytics and tools platform for daily fantasy sports. Of course, there's a lot of gambling that would be going
right,
on.
Right. Yeah.
Pete Christensen bet Jonathan Bales $2,000 that Jonathan would not be able to do 2,400 push-ups in 12 hours. Apparently, the DFS, the Daily Fantasy Sports Community, among themselves, bet over $1 million on this.
Man, gambleholics, man. They're just like anybody else. They need a fix.
Between themselves.
I still, though, they need a fix.
The challenge required Bales to do...
That's not fixed.
Could be.
The guy doing the push-ups could offset that and bet a bunch of money through somebody else that he wasn't going to, and just don't do it.
Well, they weren't anticipating that.
Okay.
It was just these two guys.
Could be fixed, though.
Theoretically, but big deal. Right. That's not the point. These guys weren't.
Right.
It was just two guys. And so it turns out that means 3 1/3 push-ups per minute for 12 hours. He started with sets of 6 push-ups each.
Right.
That continued for hours. Then he rotated sets of 6 with sets of 5, eventually tapering off to sets of 4 for the duration. Yes, he did it. It took him 11 hours and 5 minutes to complete the 2,400 push-ups.
Wow.
So he paced himself nicely.
Yes, and apparently that's the key, is pacing yourself properly.
Right. You want to push up yourself out.
He said he was going to do higher reps, but everyone he talked to said, don't do that.
No, if you got 12 hours, use all 12 hours.
Yeah.
Yep. He said he never wanted to have more than 6 reps at a time and never have more than 45 seconds of rest in between reps.
Yeah, we're not going to do that here.
Yeah, what a long day.
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
What, man. You got something better to do?
Yeah.
not do that.
I would be flat on the ground within, yeah. I don't know, 8 minutes?
Well, you wouldn't make the bet.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you might go with 100 push-ups in 12 hours.
Yeah, I bet you I could do 112 hours.
Okay, somebody sent me a picture of their simulators that the NASCAR guys use.
All right. That's probably more interesting.
And it's like a cockpit.
Really?
Except there's 4 monitors.
Got it.
So they got a seat, a steering wheel, and 4 monitors to look at.
Did they show the pre-recorded WrestleMania this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it pay-per-view?
No.
It was free.
What night? What night was that on?
2 nights.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it was 2 nights.
Because Ric Flair, I mean, because there's no real sports and wrestling's fake, he was on like 8 sports shows last week. Because they got nothing.
Yep.
that's it.
I mean, get up. Greenberg was interviewing him. I'm thinking, geez, you got nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it fell off.
It fell into the category of this will kill 10 minutes.
Yeah, it did. Exactly yeah. did, yeah. Did you watch it?
No.
No, my youngest son, he's been into Lifetime movies.
How'd they handle it without the crowd? I mean, obviously, they taped it a week or so ago. I already heard it was taped into Cannes. Mm-hmm. So.
I think Gronkowski won a belt.
Gronk was going to be there, right?
Yeah, he did win whatever it was he was going for.
I was reading yesterday, there are concerns.
He's the champion
about,
of awesome.
Yeah, the NFL draft, because they're probably going to have to do it over the Zoom app.
Right.
The Zoom app. And apparently that's easily hacked. So they're worried about the Patriots hacking into somebody's Zoom.
Oh, and they would.
They're probably just worried about somebody's junk just flying out there.
Right, because there's going to be people within organizations who are talking with each other about what to do, strategizing.
Right.
And they're worried about getting eavesdropped on.
Here's an idea. Use a phone.
No. Yeah.
I suppose you could do that.
They want to have some sort of video. You know, the ESPN wants video.
But I mean, communication within the team.
Right, exactly.
You know, because they're going to have separate communication set up for just inter-team communication and then ones communicate with the league.
There's going to be behind-the-scenes communication, and I think that's what they're most concerned about.
The NHL and the Rangers are condemning a racist hijack of Friday's video chat with fans for prospect Condre Miller during a Q&A on Zoom. The comment section suddenly became flooded with the N-word under different usernames.
Is he a black player, obviously?
Under different usernames, apparently.
Hockey
ESPN reports the incident has been forwarded to the FBI.
Hockey fans aren't racist at all.
Well, it's probably more than hockey fan.
Of course it is, but you know. It's not exactly a
problem. Yeah, somebody just figured a way to get into that one,
right,
so
right.
That was their fun.
I did, yeah. I was telling you, I did a FaceTime drinking session with some friends of ours back east for 3 hours Saturday night. I was explained how it worked, and I didn't know how it was going to turn out because, you know, I like these people a lot. They're really good friends, but I'm thinking, how's this going to work? But I realized how much you starve for drinking with other people.
Yeah,
and it worked fine. I held my phone up and drank, and they all drank. My wife and we all did it. We were separate. My wife was in the bedroom. I was in the living room. They were separated at their house. We talked for 3 hours. Now, I think you can only do that with people you actually give a crap about. Because if somebody says, if your wife comes to you today and says, hey, we can FaceTime with so-and-so, you're going to go,
Yeah. You know. That's why you didn't ask us.
Yeah. Well, we see each other. We FaceTime every damn morning with each other. I'm just saying, though. Find somebody you don't see that often, and you can have a conversation with and try it. It worked. I didn't think it would work, you know?
See, I don't have an iPhone, though.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can use Zoom or Skype.
I couldn't do the FaceTime thing.
You can Skype or use Zoom.
Yeah, there's any number of different things that you can use.
They all have an app that you can download, and it's just a couple of clicks.
That's crazy,
there,
though, too, because my dad doesn't. He's got a Droid, too. I mean, why wouldn't Droid just make – that's one of the best things about that.
Just make it compatible.
Yeah, I don't know why Droid wouldn't come up with – because I think that
might be an Apple issue. They don't want to make it compatible.
Yeah, but I'm talking.
I don't know.
Oh, that's true too.
No, yeah. FaceTime is strictly Apple.
Yeah,
yeah.
But Droid doesn't have that at all. You can't look at anybody.
I'm sure they have something.
Oh yeah, they've got something.
Oh, you need something else with a Droid to talk to you, right?
I'm not familiar with what the most popular droid face-to-face conversation thing is, though. It's nothing. The droid doesn't have a FaceTime.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's probably Skype or something.
They have like a head talk app.
Yeah. It worked, though. It really did, you know. I gotta put together a... I know what the problem is with having a bunch of rock stars do rock music on one of these evening shows. It's because they need full bands. And country is just a guy with a guitar sucking.
Yeah.
Sucking the life out of everybody watching that.
I saw a dude played like a local cover band live streaming himself playing the bass line to some Pink song. It's like, oh man, this is bad.
We could have some rock guys do some acoustic versions of songs. Yeah. I wouldn't mind hearing that.
They could. But don't you want to hear your old rock band just jamming?
Yeah. Yep.
Or a country artist with the guitar just sucking.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.